Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Education has scheduled its second public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. That hearing will be Monday afternoon at 12:30 at the Dade County School Central Office on Tradition Lane here in town. According to the published agenda, the meeting will include a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 27 budget, followed by an opportunity for public input. School officials encourage residents to attend and learn more about the proposed budget and how funds are planned to be allocated for the upcoming fiscal year. The public hearing is part of the budget adoption process and provides citizens an opportunity to offer comments before the Board of Education takes final action on the spending plan. Today is the final day for early voting in Dade County at the Administrative Building on Case Avenue in Trenton, all ahead of next week's runoff election. Election officials remind voters there will be no Saturday voting, making today the last opportunity to vote before Election Day. The runoff election will be held on Tuesday the 16th, with polls open 7 to 7 on Tuesday. Voters must cast their ballots at their assigned precinct that day. The runoff will determine the Republican nominee for Dade County Commission District 1, where Robbie Ryan and Jane Dixon advanced from the May primary election. Residents who have not yet voted are encouraged to take advantage of the final day of advance voting and avoid potential election day lines. A memorial continues to grow at a Jackson County Railroad crossing where a woman was struck and killed by a train Wednesday morning. Flowers and a cross have been placed near the crossing on Ridgedale Road as family, friends, and community members remember the 64-year-old victim. A witness to the tragedy told reporters he was driving near the crossing when he saw the woman headed toward a nearby convenience store. He said he noticed the approaching train and feared she would not be able to cross safely. The witness said he tried to warn the woman by shouting from his vehicle, but she apparently did not hear him before she was struck. In the aftermath of the incident, some residents are raising concerns about safety at the crossing. Neighbors say crossing gates that once existed at the location have reportedly been out of service or removed for several years. Residents are now calling for additional safety improvements, including the installation of crossing gates to help prevent future tragedies. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Two Marion County women are facing felony charges after authorities accused them of stealing more than $300,000 through an alleged financial exploitation scheme. According to court records, Veronica Jones and Crystal Crum were arrested following an investigation into the unauthorized use of a victim's financial accounts, credit cards, and checks dating back to 2019. Investigators allege the women used a Chase Visa credit card belonging to the victim to make more than $60,000 in Amazon purchases without permission. Authorities also claim the pair wrote checks from a Reliance Title Agency account to pay personal credit card bills, with the amount involved estimated at more than $250,000. In addition, Crum is accused of forging the signature of attorney Harvey J. Cameron on multiple checks drawn from the Cameron and Cameron Law Firm account. Investigators say the forged checks totaled more than $10,000. Jones has been charged with theft of property over $250,000 and theft of property over $60,000. Crum faces charges of theft of property over $250,000, theft of property over $60,000, and forgery over $10,000. Both women were booked into custody back on June 10th. Court records show Jones was released on a $40,000 bond, while Crum's bond was set at $60,000. As with all criminal cases, the charges are allegations, and both defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Well, the Braves were rained out in Chicago last night. We'll let you know when the final game in that White Sox series will be made up. In the meantime, the Braves are headed to New York for a three-game weekend set with the Mets. Airtime 6 o'clock, the first pitch 7:15 this evening. We'll have all the weekend coverage from the Braves Radio Network here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves. And tomorrow evening after the Braves game, game two that is, attention turns to Omaha, where the Georgia Bulldogs open play in the College World Series against Texas. First pitch is around 8 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll have it for you right here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.